Deuteronomy. Chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, you are to pass over Jordan this day, to go and to possess nations greater and mightier than yourself, cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the children of the Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard say, Who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand therefore this day, that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you, as a consuming fire he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before your face, so shall you drive them out, and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said unto you. Speak not you in your heart, after that the Lord your God has cast them out from before you, saying, For my righteousness the Lord has brought me in to possess this land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord does drive them out from before you. Not for your righteousness, or for the uprightness of your heart, do you go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations the Lord your God does drive them out from before you, and that he may perform the word which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand therefore, that the Lord your God gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness, for you are a stiff-necked people. Remember, and forget not, how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt, until you came unto this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Also in Horeb you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights, I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And the Lord delivered unto me 2 tables of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written according to all the words, which the Lord spoke with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights, that the Lord gave me the 2 tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And the Lord said unto me, Arise, get you down quickly from here, for your people whom you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves, they have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them, they have made them a molten image. Furthermore the Lord spoke unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the 2 tables of the covenant were in my 2 hands. And I looked, and, behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God, and had made you a molten calf, you had turned aside quickly out of the way which the Lord had commanded you. And I took the 2 tables, and cast them out of my 2 hands, and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord, as at the first, 40 days and 40 nights, I did neither eat bread, nor drink water, because of all your sins which you sinned, in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure, with which the Lord was angry with you to destroy you. But the Lord hearkened unto me at that time also. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him, and I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire, and crushed it, and ground it very small, even until it was as small as dust, and I cast the dust of it into the brook that descended out of the mount. And at Taberah, and at Massah, and at Kibrothah-Taavah, you provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise when the Lord sent you from Kadesh-Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you believed him not, nor hearkened to his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because the Lord had said he would destroy you. I prayed therefore unto the Lord, and said, O Lord God, destroy not your people and your inheritance, which you have redeemed through your greatness, which you have brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land from which you brought us out should say, because the Lord was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance, which you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm.